welcome back to King Kids Radio. I'm Sister McNutt.
And I'm Brother McNutt. I am so excited to worship today.
I am too. Let's get started.
Our first song today will be, He Had Made Me Glad. Let's sing.
Song.
I'm not sure I heard all of you singing, though. Why don't the rest of you join in the next song?
Why don't we sing If You're Happy and You Know It? Can you sing it with me? Here we go.
Happy.
Yes, it does. I think we have time for one more song.
Great! I know just the one. Let's sing Isn't He Wonderful?
Isn't He Wonderful?
Worship. That's always my favorite part.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we jump right into our next lesson? We are going to talk about another man that is mentioned in the Hall of Faith found in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's see if you can figure out who it might be. I give you a few clues. One, he took care of the sheep. Two, he played a harp. Three, and he killed a giant. Well, that hint gave it away, didn't it?
Yes, dear. That last hint made it too easy. Yes, we're going to talk about David.
David was the kind of man that let God guide him every day. It was this very fact that helped him in times of great conflict.
God, thank you for your protection and for giving me strength right when I need it. I know that you are the one that guides me in everything I do. If you can use anything, Lord, use me. Like that one time when that bear came out, I tied him up in a knot. And the next time when that lion came around and I showed him, even when that big fish came and tried to swallow me up, I...
Wrong story.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, Lord, as small as I am, I know that you...
Son, I need you to run an errand for me. Come and take food to your brothers that are in the battle.
Yes, sir. I'll go right away. Brothers, it's good to see you. Father sent me to bring you some refreshment while you are at war.
Loaves again?
Thanks, man.
Perfect timing.
Yes, it was from Father and...
I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
Quick, David, hide before he sees you.
I heard even his breath is lethal.
Have you seen his teeth?
What? What's wrong with you guys? He just defied God's army, and you guys quiver in fear? Someone has to do something.
Ha. Good luck with finding someone, David. I don't think anyone in our army is up to it.
Well, why not me?
You? Come on, David. He's like 9 feet tall, and you're not even a man yet. You're just a kid.
Exactly. If we full-grown men can't do it, why would a kid like you be able to do it?
But it wouldn't be me. It would be God. He can use me as long as I trust him.
I don't know, David. You're our little brother, and I wouldn't want to lose you.
Just take me to him. I'll do it.
Well, we'll see what the king has to say about this.
Sir, our brother here believes he is able to take on Goliath. I know he's just a kid, but we've been out here for so long. And if I have to hear his little "send me a man" speech one more time, I'll go crazy.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm serious. He is a kid. Can't you tell?
That's not what I meant. Anyway, son, what makes you believe that you could defeat Goliath?
See? That is what you guys don't understand. It won't be me. It will be the Lord. He'll defeat Goliath through me.
I admire your faith, child. But seeing your small stature, we have to prepare you for war. Soldier, fetch me the armor. Here, try this on. Oof.
This is way too heavy. I can't even stand up.
Well, that's our newest armor. Here, try mine.
I don't think this is gonna work.
But I can't send you out there with no armor. You're just a kid.
Yeah, I know. But it won't be me. How many times do I have to say it? Listen, God helped me defeat a bear.
A bear?
And even a lion.
So that's where that coat came from.
Okay, I guess you're right. Go!
I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
Here I am. I will do the Lord's work.
What? They send you? You're not a man. You're just a...
Just a kid, yeah, yeah. But I come in the name of the Lord. Take this.
David, you did it. My little brother did it.
I can't believe it. You were right the whole time.
Only God could have done that with a kid like you, and only a slingshot.
Yes. With the help of God and me, I was able to defeat Goliath.
David trusted in God that he could be used of God. Did you know? God can use you just like he did David. No matter how small or how young, God will give us the strength and power when we need it.
Yes, let's pray that we will trust in God to use us when he needs us the most. God, we will trust in you to use us no matter who we are and no matter who says we can't. I will live for you in times of trouble and conflict. Give us the strength to live for you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now it's time to announce the winner of this week's drawing.
The winner for this week's drawing is Sierra Trautman. Well, kids, thank you for joining us today. We had so much fun.
Until next time, remember to keep your cakes clean and white.
See you later, superheroes.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.